Blog Talk Radio.
Separated from sin. That was the Old Testament. I'm saved and sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, and a mighty burning fire. Hallelujah. Friends, we have Donnie McClurkin here tonight, one of our favorites. There's an old church medley that we like to hear him sing as we're trying to go back and bridge the past with the present to project us into the future. The old holiness movement of God, Pentecostal expression on the classical Pentecostalism in America. Over 400 million classical Pentecostals on the planet today. Started in a little sort of converted livery stable. It used to be an AME church, African Methodist Episcopal. It was dormant, and the building was just laying there, and they went down there, and Brother Seymour founded it. They started praying and seeking God. It was a good old-fashioned move of the Holy Spirit. How many of you know we need a good old-fashioned move of the Holy Ghost? I've often said every time God gets ready to bring revival to the quote-unquote black church, somehow we miscarry to a civil rights movement. How many of you know we don't need another civil rights movement? We need a good old-fashioned outpouring of the Holy Ghost. That's what'll change lives. So I want you to clutch with all of your faith the good old-fashioned feeling you used to have. I still have it today, don't you? And I want you to think back to some of those precious times. And come on, Brother Donnie McClurkin, and just lead us in this, if that's what's on your heart, or whatever the Lord gives you. Take us back a little bit, because whenever Donnie sings, he always takes us back. You know? We're going to all help you in any way we want. Give Donnie McClurkin a great big God bless you as he ministers. Come on, Donnie.
Oh, my. There are songs. This is the wrong thing to give me. Yes, this is the wrong thing to give me. Because when you're talking about old songs, my mind just runs back way further past where I was born, you know. Those are the songs that nursed me. Those are the songs that weaned me. Those are the songs that gave me strength. Those are the songs that encouraged my faith. And we talk a lot about gospel music, but I come to find out the things that we're singing really nowadays aren't really gospel. They're inspirational, but they're not really gospel music. Because the gospel is the birth, the life, the death, the resurrection, and the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And see, back in the day, they used to sing the gospel. They sung songs that said, live and he loved me. That's the life. Die and he saved me. That's the death. Die and he came my sins far away. But he didn't stop there rising. He justified. Why I get free me. Free me forever. But one day. He's coming back. Oh, y'all don't know this. Glorious day. Well, living he loved me. Dying he saved me. Dying he came my sin far away. But then rising he justified. Freed me forever. One day he's coming.
They say the bigger the headache, the bigger the pill, baby. Dr. Funkenstein. They call me the big pill. I want everybody here tonight to put your hands together and give up the funk, cause it's about that time. Is everybody ready? The bigger the headache, the bigger the pill, baby. Well, they call me the big pill. A Dr. Funkenstein here. The disco theme with the monster sounds. My hip bone connected to my thigh bone. My thigh bone connected to my leg bone. Leg bone connected to my ankle bone. I get so hung up on my bone. A Dr. Funkenstein here. Preoccupied and dedicated to the preservation of the motion of hips. Are you ready out there? Hey, hold on, do it again. Now. Give me all my ego. Give me that one again. Everybody. A Dr. Funkenstein here. He goes tripping and barking, standing. Coming to you directly from the mother ship. Pulling up the last leg of the people. When I start churning, burning, and turning, it'll make your atoms move so fast, expanding your molecules, causing a friction fire, burning you on your neutrons, causing you to scream, hit me in the proton. Baby! Can y'all get to that? Can y'all get to that? Easy. I want y'all to hold it right there. We're gonna give up some of this T-pump. Keep that groove right there. Hey, Fred. Y'all put your hands together. We're gonna hold this groove shit. We ain't going nowhere, so don't be impatient. The roof is going off this sucker tonight. Hey,
yeah.
soul up on bone. I dropped the book inside here. Preoccupied and dedicated to the preservation of the book and gift. Brothers, hear it now. Slow. Slow.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Dry Bones Connection on Wednesday night. This is Antoinette. I hope everyone is doing well. Brother Eddie, are you with me? Okay, Brother Eddie has dropped. Okay, well, I thank y'all for being with me. And tonight, when Brother Eddie gets back, I don't know what happened, but we're doing Told Metaphysically by Brother Eddie. And while we're waiting for Brother Eddie to call back, well, again, I thank y'all for being with me, and I hope everyone had a good night. A good night. Okay, see, I'm thrown off, and we got Brother. Brother Eddie, you with me?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me, Sister Antoinette?
Yes, we can hear you. You're loud and clear.
Great, great, great. I apologize, family. I hit the wrong button. I was on mute. And I hit the hang-up button instead of coming off mute. So that was my – forgive me for that. So, yes. Again, hopefully since our last class, hopefully everybody is doing fine after the Christmas Day holiday. And hopefully we celebrated whatever way you celebrated and made it great. So we're into the last holiday of the year, which is the New Year. So
isn't the first? Okay.
What's that?
No, I mean, I wouldn't consider it the last, but I mean, but go ahead.
No, I'm saying that our last show for the year, basically,
oh, okay.
Our last class.
Oh, okay.
For this year.
Yeah.
So, basically, with that, let me start off by saying Ashe to the ancestors, Namaste to the elders, and much love, honor, and respect to the family and listening audience for your time and space, and most of all, this portion of your life that you're sharing with us tonight and every class that we have. With that, Sister Antoinette, how are you doing?
I'm well, thank you for asking, and how about yourself?
Oh, I'm doing great. I am doing wonderful. Should be a very,
good.
Very interesting class tonight. And
yes,
first things first, I'd like to say, family, get your pens and paper, your pencil and paper, whatever you write, utensils you need, and start off with this. Empty your cup so you can truly taste a cup of my tea. Because as I continue to give information, I constantly hear things that I'm aware of that we've been talking about for years, and people throw that up. So that means basically your cup is not empty because you're ready to give and not taking in everything to receive before you expound, or you basically give back whatever it was that put that thought, put whatever in your mind. Get all the information. Get all of my tea. Then see where it lands you with all of the information that you emptied your cup into another container. But your cup, your mind right now, is empty to be filled, replenished again. So with that, Sister Antoinette, we can start on the current events.
Okay, well, first let me say this. The opening song that I played was Silver and Gold by Kirk Franklin and Family. The second song was Donnie McKirkland. And the last song was Dr. Funkenstein. And with that, okay, y'all know the weather was really wild last week for y'all. For me, it wasn't. It wasn't bad here. But in Buffalo, which you know is Dry Bones' home and where his mother is, it was really bad there, and it didn't come up. Oh, okay, here it is. But not only was the weather bad, I think they had 50 something inches.
Yeah,
I'm not
inches.
Sure now. Forgive me. Thank you. A winter storm barreled through Buffalo, New York over the weekend and ended Christmas morning. But the emergency was far from over, as claims across social media indicated widespread looting. Looting in Buffalo being significantly displayed by local media, said one Twitter user. Local media outlet WGRZ reported New York State police confirmed reports of two looting incidents. But judging by the footage posted on Twitter, looting appears to be widespread. Now, just have one concern. Now, Dry Bones was telling me about the looting that was going on there. And I can understand, you know, if people had to loot for food, I can understand that. But he told me they were going in the furniture stores and taking furniture, which I thought was really kind of crazy. Because what are you supposed to do with this furniture? Carry it through all this snow? So I thought that was kind of outlandish. But now y'all may have something else on that, but You know, my heart went out to the lives that were lost, you know, for, because of this storm. You know, I'm assuming that this has to be man-made, but I could be wrong. Well, Brother Eddie, what do you have to say about that? If anything.
Well, starting off on your tail end, the five, which is the word man-made comes to five.
Mm-hmm.
But as you said, it could be natural. Natural is five. So either or is five. It's man-made five or natural five disaster. You know, it happened. And the thing is, again, more than anything, is that first and foremost, are we prepared? We're constantly talking about having a readiness prepare kit, not just for that, but for any emergency situation that might arise.
Yeah.
Again, my hearts and prayers go out to all of the people of Buffalo and everybody in New York that was affected by the storm, you know. But again, you've heard the emergency broadcast warning the people days before time, you know, of the weather that was predicted to hit. You know, people still didn't prepare. You know, a lot of it was unavoidable because of power outages. You know, people without power. Again, the house being cold, frozen pipes, all these things we do have to think about. You know, if we come across things like this, we should not only have a readiness prepare kit, but prepare our minds. Take yourself through scenarios, blackout scenarios, food scenarios, water scenarios, non-communication scenarios, any scenario you can come up with that you can think of to prepare yourself for whatever situation. We have enough damn movies out here that we know watched of disasters, all type of destructions, what people do or did in the movie to survive. What did you take from that if you're a movie watcher? What would you have done differently? You know, so these are the two times to think about these things, not just getting it, again, physically and material things prepared, but your mind, are you prepared? Are you talking to your family about situations, again, if you're separated? This happens, you're at work. Your children are at school or some other place. Everybody's in different locations. What will you do? So these are the times now to get ahead of that. Think ahead. And as far as the looting, food, furniture, Walmart, whatever. I heard so many stories. Again, I don't stay on the social media platform nor the news when I do and see something, or I would prefer to say I hear it from you all, family, things that you all are talking about. Basically, again, for anybody to use the weather of that sort to loot and steal, you know, even for food, there are better ways because, again, for me, Christmas, the holiday, is every day. This is why, again, people go crazy over these holidays that aren't what they think they are, but they have been bought into it. It becomes now a tradition, and people stress out over silliness. You know, again, if we were helping each other, like I said, the holiday being every day, we don't have to worry about one particular day trying to get everything and make a people feel good for one day. After that day, they back in the same predicament. Even when they get what they got, the minds of the adults, not the children, are still thinking about tomorrow. What are we going to eat tomorrow? Where are we going to sleep tomorrow? So again, for people to do this under especially the extreme conditions of some of the videos I saw of the weather, you know, I mean, that's life-threatening in itself, putting yourself in harm's way just to get little trinkets. But again, if we as a society, we as a people did the right thing, we wouldn't be seeing things like this. So I'm not going to get too caught up in that because this is the time. It's called order, family. Chaos, order out of chaos. We just got to bring and continuously be the example of order, because this example of this storm and looting is the chaos that we constantly talk about. You know, the only thing we could do is be the example of order. When we talk about things, discuss things, speak on things, speaking the truth is the order at hand. Other than that, we can go to the next current event.
Okay, well, in relation to what we, you and I were both referring to in our content, and medical tyranny. And this is with J.D. Rucker. And he has stated on December the 23rd at 9 p.m., rising pestilence plus pharmaceutical shortages make medical tyranny a new certainty in 2023. So he has, wait a minute, put my glasses on. Medical tyranny has been ubiquitous in some form or another, some form or fashion across the world for nearly 3 years. It ebbs and flows in serenity, with 2022 ending on a relatively free note. But the next wave of pandemic panic theater is already in motion, and the powers that be are adding a new wrinkle to the mix for 2023. Common drugs ranging from child fever-reducing medications to antibiotics are already hitting. It's going to get worse as we get deeper into winter. Some are predicting that by spring of 2023, we will be a full-scale pharmaceutical catastrophe as supply chains break down and shortages extend to other medications. This makes sense when we consider the machinations of the globalist elite cabal bent on ushering in the Great Reset, establishing public private partnerships that put the power in the hands of unelected corporate officials is one of the keys to this. There's already an unofficial public-private partnership operating from the shadows in which the CDC and FDA trade talent back and forth with Big Pharma. Today, regulators are tomorrow's Pfizer VPs, today's Moderna's executive directors are on tomorrow's medical boards to determine the safety of new drugs. The relationship between Big Pharma and the government group tasked with regulating them is downright ludicrous. Okay, so that's what it amounts to. Pharmaceuticals began rationing children's cold medicine amid shortages. Walgreens and CVS pharmacies started to limit the amount of children's medicine that can be purchased amid an ongoing shortage. A Walgreens told Nexstar that the decision to ration medication was due to increased demand and various supplier challenges, and that pediatric fever-reducing products are seeing constraint across the country. CVS spokesperson Mary, whatever her last name is, says the drugstore chain created the product limit to ensure access for all customers. There is currently a 2-product limit on all children's pain relief products at all CVS locations. We're committed to making our customers' needs and are working with suppliers to ensure continue access to these items. Remember, there are enough COVID shots ingredients to make them. syringes and needles to inject every human on this globe four times or more, yet there's a shortage of cold and flu medication. All right, so these are things that, you know, you want to stack up on. But, you know, I had heard something today that I, you know, I said, this is an art that I think a lot of the young people have lost, and the way how it was supposed to always been, I guess, and continue to be. For women, our kitchens were supposed to be everything. It was supposed to be everything for our families. They were able to come there to get things for healing their body that was made from the kitchen. You know, everything was supposed to came from the kitchen, and we lost that art today. So that was my input on that, Brother Eddie.
Yes. Wow, you said a lot there, but for me, fam, do these things. Whenever you hear keywords that are being used, when we hear the word like algorithms that we talk about so much, you know, put your antennas up. When you hear the word like sustainability, anything that's sustainable or sustainability, that means they're with the system. I don't care who or what it is. When you hear it, see it, be very aware. And one of the biggest words that we must be aware of that you mentioned is reset. We've been talking about the great reset. Family, the reset has always been their main agenda, and everything that we talk about and we are going through, especially their reset, is it's very important for the reset to even happen by the use of the pandemic. It's because of the pandemic and the vaccine that, again, they're able to talk about this reset. Again, the reset is no more than what we talked about for decades, talking about new world order. Instead of new, it's now the reset. Same numbers, family, different name. The reset is the agenda. Same number, different name. They all play a part. Yeah. They're all connected. So, again,
I'm sorry about that.
It's just like I said, the pandemic vaccine is part of this worldwide death that they're trying to push. Just like you said, 2023, by the spring, it's going to be a full-fledged pharmaceutical catastrophe.
Yeah.
Why? Because if you know already, they're pushing not only this so-called COVID, Delta variant, Omicron, now it's a certain a surge of measles and other diseases that had been squashed that for some strange reason are now suddenly reappearing. Why? Because they're saying that people aren't giving their children this vaccine. People are still hesitant because the push for the warp speed has not stopped. Next year, a reason that they're revving it up again here in the winter before the spring, because next year is going to be the beginning of the revealing of all the deaths that they have not been reporting for the last 2 years of the people who have truly been dropping dead. They can't keep this under wraps for much longer. But the new year, 2023, will reveal all these things that we've been talking about. So that's that on that.
Yes, Cole, I'll bring you right in a moment. Let me say this. Today I was having a conversation with the Colonel and, you know, a member of the family. And during the conversation, they have brought up about the switch that they used to cut off the power and everything. I believe it was in Ohio. It was several years back. You know, we were talking about the switch, and I had asked him, well, the same way how they switched it off then, could they do a switch that would knock out the whole power grid everywhere at one time? And, you know, he said yes. So I think that, you know, if they showed us a couple of years ago how they did that in the state, that was a test. I mean, which we know a lot of things they do now is test. So I do think it's something to prepare for, you know, which I've always thought. But, you know, even more so now where we see that they're pulling out so many of their bag of tricks that they're throwing at us.
Mm-hmm. Right quick, before you bring the caller in, still want to say this again, to go back on what I stated, empty your cup, family, so you can taste my tea. Because, again, I want to you, family, to start really picking up on, I got five on it. When I mentioned certain things, for instance, we're getting ready to go into the new year. You've been hearing already, have a happy new year here and happy new year. Well, why, family? A lot of people would tell me, well, January ain't the actual new year. The new year is in March. Okay. Been there, done that, heard that, family. Taste my tea. Did you know that new year comes to five, family? This is what I'm trying to relate. I got five. Every time we go into a new year, we got five on it and don't know it. It's the code word. Code is five, baby. We see it's the game. It's five. Woo. We saying it and don't know that word magic, which is five, that keeps coming out of our mouth, that we manifest. Manifest is five. Come on, family. I keep saying it's the five, y'all.
Yeah.
It's in the atmosphere. Atmosphere is 41. It's the five. I'm not going to keep going on. But like I said, open up your minds because we have so much information and we want to keep throwing the information at. Remember, a lot of us has been saying the same thing for years, not thinking people are paying attention, but we're basically saying the same thing. We're not giving anything new. Bam. This is new. Tell me who has ever heard New Year 5. Ain't nobody talking about this but me, about this but us, family, waking us up to the second coming, y'all, of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the five. That's why I'll be giving the metaphysical story of Jesus Christ. See, we don't know. We receive it every day. But anyway, bring the call in, Sister Internet.
Okay. Area code 706.
Well, good
Welcome
evening,
to five.
Sister
Good evening, Brother Kwame.
And good evening, Five Eddie.
What's happening, Five Kwame? Five back at you, bro. Five at you.
We take it. We know from the day we said five on the black-hand side, so we was instrumental in that. The part that I'm hearing, you know, and what you're sharing is what we're dealing with this weather situation is the high-frequency active auroral research. You know what that is, right?
No,
I've
I
heard
don't.
It before. I've heard it.
That's
I haven't did any...
That's
oh, HARP, yes, okay.
Yeah,
right. That's
okay,
what, that's
I know
what
about
it stands for, high-frequency auroral research program. And this is what they're using with being able to change the frequencies in our atmosphere and moving, okay, they know that through Doppler, they can say, okay, there's moisture clouds over this area of Buffalo, New York. What we got to do is we just turn up the frequency and make those clouds turn into snow and torrential, freezing weather. They're able to bounce off of the ionosphere and be able to direct different frequencies to change the environment that the weather is over to. It might be a rain, but they can turn it into a tsunami almost. So the thing that they're using is they developed this is for weather warfare. When they were fighting wars, instead of sending all the troops, they would just see what the weather is and turn harp on and attack the people in their environment. And these are tools that man has created in his own demise to cause his own self-destruction. And remember the neutron bombs? Remember us hearing about the neutron bombs?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Back in the neutron bomb, if you explode a neutron bomb over Ohio, it'll knock all the power out. That's what it's for. It don't destroy people and buildings and that. It just kills electricity. It just sends a surge of energy down and knocks out all the power. The same way a coronal mass ejection comes off the sun and hits the earth and knocks out the power. What they're doing is attempting to use nature's protection that she has as their weapon for attacking people. So what we're seeing is that they're using the weather, they're using biological warfare by creating viruses and putting them into different things, the same as they did with putting chemicals like fluoride and lead into environments to cause these type of things to happen with the people. There's a process of elimination because what they're now looking at, every day for today, there are going to be 12,000 babies born today. And there are 6,000 of them and about 6,000 of us. But the thing that happens is 5,000 of the Europeans die in a day where we only lose 1,000. So the thing that we have is that there are more people, there are 7,000 people of color come onto the planet every day that live to their 1,000 because theirs die out. So they're dwindling. So what they're looking at is their population is shrinking on the planet. They really never have been the power of overpopulation of it. They always have been the lesser. And now they're attempting as anything that's trying to live, it's going to fight to keep itself in its position of superiority or white supremacy. And so what we're seeing now is the divine intelligence going against the artificial intelligence. And I was listening to a program today, and they were talking about abortion. And these women were coming on and saying, you know, I got an abortion because I wanted to finish my career, and I didn't want to, you know, bring forth this child, and this man wanted it, and I just went against what he wanted it. And because there are many different women calling in, and this one other woman shared about her mother and her doesn't have a relationship now because her mother's career was destroyed because she got pregnant with her. And so, and her mother wouldn't let her forget it. So we're looking at this population elimination that's going on, and the thing that you're talking about, the pharmaceuticals, that's great. That means you got to go back to the real farm that you see in nature. That's where your healing medicine is. Just like you said, Antoinette, when you were saying the women in the kitchen, because the women in the kitchen knew how to nourish. That's why we call it Kitchen Table University. They knew how to nourish the body, nourish the heart, nourish the spirit, and what they prepare in those kitchens. And so what we're now is that you you don't even have that part. People ordering food and catering and doing all of this, and those old recipes that grandma and auntie used to know how to make, does anybody have those recipes written down? Did anybody stay in the kitchen and learn how she prepared what she needed to prepare? That you love to eat, but were you willing to put the time in for what you love to get it to carry that love over to the next generation? These are very challenging times, and I just sent both of you the thing on serious, because every year everybody talk about, no, it's not that, see, that there's as above, so below. Above us happens every year. When Sirius is aligned, just like the sun is at noon, high up, and it's the brightest star in our solar system, and that is the solar year beginning. It's not the natural beginning, because that happens in nature on March 21st, because the sun right now, it's on its way back from the south, it's heading north, because even right now, the furthest north is in darkness, don't have daylight or sunset in Alaska and the Arctic and upper, not, because the sun is all the way down south, so it's not getting any sun. So we got to look at how nature and how this planetary alignment is aligning, and we're getting ready to have in 2024 the next eclipse across America. And that's a real pivotal point that's happening in the alignment of these planetary alignments and where we are in the Milky Way galaxy. And these cosmic or this galactic consciousness that is resonating with the alignment of the planets, the alignment of our moving into the new era from Pisces to Aquarius. All of these are affecting the human consciousness. Nature doesn't have any, nature is sovereign. I don't care what man attempts to do, it cannot undo nature's sovereignty.
Yes, thank you, Brother Kwame, for that. That's very,
yes,
very informative. Yes.
And let me add this to the mix, because you always say it, and I love it. But just to bring it to our attention, we always hear as above, so below. So below is 23, family, the five. Everything that I've been talking about, the five, is happening so below right here. That's happening as above, but we ain't got into the five yet of what's happening. And regardless of where they try to place it or where it is with the new year starts again the five. And what are we ending off with? The five. Jesus Christ. It's all hidden behind these words, family. So below. So be it. So it is. Love you, Brother Kwame. That was excellent.
Yes, it was.
Hey,
I'm going to go to the next call.
Could I just share one thing right quick?
Yes,
you know,
sure.
Sam X. Do you know Sam X?
No, I don't know Sam X.
No, I never heard of
him. If you turn it around, it says Xmas, Christmas.
Okay.
Turn it backwards,
okay.
Sam X.
Okay.
It's a Muslim.
Okay. Okay. See that's beautiful, because I'm going strictly from a preconceived conception of a person's name. You said Sam X. I'm thinking, I know you ain't talking about Brother Robert X. You know Robert X. So I'm like, who's this damn Sam? So my mind went there, and you completely, that's what I'm saying, family. See, we assume things, or we perceive things a certain way.
Yeah.
And it's not until the individual reveals what they're trying to give before we open our mouths and start trying to insert what we think we know that we ain't even got. From the individual who's giving the information. Thank you, Brother Kwame. I love it.
Yes.
All right.
Okay. All right. The next caller, area code 336. I believe that's Sister Paris.
Sounds like Mother AZ.
Yes, Erico 336.
Greetings, Sister Antoinette. Family, can you hear me?
Wow. Yes,
ma'am,
we can hear
you loud and clear. How are you? Oh, goodness. I'm taking one moment at a time, family, and grateful that I'm on this side of the dirt and in Arizona. It's a lot going on. Thank us, Brother Kwame. Thank us, Brother Harris. Brother Kwame, you on doggone point. It's a good thing. I was just saying that because my caregiver today, he couldn't come yesterday because he had to sit at the ER for 3 hours for his tribe, his children. They couldn't get any medicine. Aww. He had to go to the ER because the drugstores ran out we must get back to growing foods. If we're not able to, we must find a way to link with somebody who grows food, who has good energy, and clean, because you cannot eat everybody's food, because even people who look like us, some of us spit in the food, cuss, whatever. I do too. I cuss, but not around my food. You don't do that because the energy goes into the food. And many people, a lot of us, like the Waffle House over there in Louisiana, them clowns were braiding hair in the doggone kitchen at the goddamn Waffle House. The girl up in New York or Pennsylvania 22 somewhere, she was coming from work and she called her people, 22, beautiful sister. She left the planet, sleeping in the doggone car, and knowing the little trick, the snow was waist deep. You got to get your butt up and clear the exhaust system, so that stuff won't back up in the car if you got the goddamn heater running. We don't teach our children these things anymore. Let me calm down.
Yes,
because
I've seen that story. I've seen that story, Sister Paris. And you know what I was wondering is, maybe it was snowing so hard and it was so cold that, you know, maybe initially she did, but, you know, before she could even pull off, you know, it filled back up.
She
because
couldn't
the article
pull
did
off,
say
but...
she did get the article did say she did get out the car and she walked around it and she was doing things. So, you know, I'm not sure. You know, I'm
okay.
Speculating. As you are, we both are, because we don't know. We weren't there.
That's true. However, to eradicate that, back to nature. The overground railroad, I've been teaching this stuff for 50 years. I started when I was actually 5, when I look back at it. And then when Brother Kwame came on the scene into my campground, that just bumped it up, you see. So we must teach people, children.
Yes.
Could I share something?
Go ahead, Brother Kwame.
Okay, and coming from living in Chicago, we were always taught by my grandfather is that you keep a blanket, a candle, and some plastic in your trunk in case.
I can't hear you. Brother Kwame?
Did he drop or is he still there?
He's still here, but we can't hear him.
Wait, you must have missed his phone.
Okay.
Oh, okay. There he is.
But what my grandpa taught us is that when you're, and especially in Chicago in the winter, and you're driving, keep a blanket, keep a candle, and keep some plastic in your trunk in case you get stuck in a snowstorm, at least you will be able to light that candle in the car, crack your window, wrap in that plastic, and keep your body heat and keep yourself warm until you can get to something you can be able to get some help. That was what he always used to do. We kept that in the trunk of our car. Keep a blanket, candles.
You dropped again, but I'm going to write that down.
And plastic.
Yeah, I'm going to write that down.
And plastic. Yeah, that's Grace is answering that. Again, I hope people are at their pens and paper, because these things, just like Mother AZ mentioned, you know, we've never talked to our children about things, being caught and getting stranded in your car in a snowdrift, and it's constantly snowing. And if you do have your car running, you have to periodically, every 15 minutes, 30 minutes, depending on how hard it's snowing, go out and check that tailpipe to make sure it's clear of any snow or debris or anything that might get in if you have the car running. So, again, these little tidbits are very important to just take down, take notes, family. Go ahead, family, whoever's trying to speak.
Okay, this is Mama AZ. No disrespect, ladies. You cannot have them goddamn nails and that hair hanging down to your knees, and you out there trying to shovel snow, and that hair is slipping, flopping all over the place and carrying on, and those nails, you cannot hardly function digging in the doggone snow around the muffler pipe if you got them long nails out to the block. You know, let's get real, family. Let's get real. Hoochie mamas, put them on the back burner and let's get real with it. The ones that are leaving, they are leaving statements by what has happened. We must pay attention. It's so much I can say. Move forward, Brother Kwame. Brother Harris.
Well, you know what, Sister Paris, I like to add this to it as well. When you're cooking, put your hair in a ponytail, mm-hmm. put it in a net or something so you don't get hair in the food. Because these are things that, I mean, I pull my hair back. I put it in a ponytail or something. But I tell my granddaughters when they're in the kitchen with me, pin your hair up, or put on a hairnet or something like that. Make sure your nails are clean underneath, so that you don't get
dust.
You don't put that dirt in the food, especially when, I have my oldest granddaughter, she makes bread and things like that too. So, you have to get your hands and everything inside there. Make sure that stuff is clean.
Because, it's crazy that this Waffle House restaurant, the manager was of copper color. And then he said, we made the precautions and everything. We've cleaned up and all of this kind of stuff. But you don't do that. We have gotten so out of order.
Yes, yes.
It's as though we are resonating in a doggone spell that we cannot shake. And I don't know what to say. I don't know. It's pitiful.
Look, Sister Paris, I'm still old school. I still do the apron and everything.
Yes, you do.
Yes.
Yes.
I have my aprons and everything.
Well, we don't teach this, and a lot of us are going to be leaving this universe, this planet, because we don't choose to do better. And even if we know better, we still do not wish to do better. And those ones that are like balls and chains around our ankles, our necks, you know what to do. I'm going to be nice. You're going to have to kick them to the curve, because we're elders, and I mean, I know I am, and our brother Kwame, and soon we're going to be ancestors. And then what? These ones, CERN maybe, or and all of these other dear ones, what do you think they're doing? They know who we are, meaning copper colored mm-hmm. people, but they don't. We don't know who the hell we are, and they are feeding right. on that, and saying, "Oh, them dummies over here, they don't know a crap." And so let's go in through the back door and infiltrate. I'm seeing even with my surgery or my procedure that I had. And I fell, and it bent this rod that's in my leg. I don't think this is titanium, people, because I don't think titanium would bend like that. I did fall hard on the concrete floor, but it shouldn't have bent like that. I can see it, and I can sure feel it, but it's all right. I'm just a testimony. I must find another way to go around this and still be able to teach and pass on what I know, even if it's from a wheelchair. I'm serious, people, because if we do not gather with our tribe, and I'm not talking about the ones that came out of your mom's gate with you and you with them. I'm talking about Brother Kwame, you, Sister Antoinette, you, Brother Harris, and who else it may be on the line. This is my tribe. This is my family. Not my family in Phoenix or the surrounding areas, because they don't even know if I'm breathing or not and could really care less. But there are others that did not come from my family tree that's willing to take a moment to listen. And we got to start eating right food from a garden like Big Mama used to make. Had the garden in her front yard, greens and hot water cornbread and all of that. All of that. Thank us.
Thank you, Sister Paris.
Yes, thank you, Sister Paris.
No one else has their hands up.
Great. Let me get started because we're already past 9 o'clock. I need to get started. love that ending, Mama AZ. Just to echo off of that is, as Kwame and we all talking about Sister Antoinette in the kitchen and Kwame Mother AZ talking about getting back to nature, when we start speaking of Big Mama, bringing Big Mama back in the mix. Well, Big being 14 at 5, Mama being 4. That's metaphysics, baby, when we're talking about Big Mama, because she's been here in the beginning. She's going to be here in the end. So, again, metaphysically, this is what's happening. We're going back to get the pertinent information from the past to bring it here in the present so that we can use it in the future. We're on the same line, family, understanding that family line. We online, but it's not online with the computer. But let me get started with the Jesus Christ story metaphysically, family. See, because regardless of how we think of it different ways, and even though that they gave us personalities, characters, and figures, the story of Jesus Christ is actually true. But I'm giving it to you metaphysically because I don't want to try to prove anything historically, this, that, and the other. Because, again, at the end of the day, for me, none of us was there, but we can all truly, today, where we are, understand, overstand, and understand the metaphysics of what we're going to hear tonight. So looking at Jesus Christ, and remember everything here, we're breaking it down by the number so we can really see what was said behind these stories. So again, Jesus Christ is actually the sun rays, family. Metaphysically, Jesus Christ is the sun rays. Now, how it was done, knowing that the S-U-N, sun, also refers to God, G-O-D. Sun is 13, God is 13. So God's son, S-O-N, his only begotten son, was given to us. His son was Jesus. As it says, Jesus is the light and the way. Now, going back to Jesus Christ being sun rays, Jesus is 27, which is 9. Rays is 15 and 14, which is 5. So we have the 9 and the 5, which is 14 or 5. When we look at sun rays, S-U-N, 13 being God, rays of 14, as Christ is 32, which is 5. Now, the Son of God being S-O-N is 9. Jesus 27 is 9. 27 is 9. Jesus is the light. Light rays, or S-O-N, sun rays. Jesus Christ. So now we're seeing the metaphysics of Jesus Christ coming from the sun that has been giving us the sun, the S-U-N sun, giving us his S-O-N sun, and the rays that become the food. We're talking about the particular foods we're digesting. This is the spiritual nourishment that we're getting from the light rays, the sun rays, Jesus Christ. Those light rays that basically hit the King Dome, as Parliament says, flashlight. Everybody's got a little light under the sun shining on the funk. Funk being the thought family. Thought is 41. The 5. Rays are 14. Now, I'm not going to get deep into the science and biology, but we can keep up with where I'm going by the numbers. So again, those rays being the food, and again, the food that we're eating right now is brain food. Food is 14, being the 5, the rays that we're getting. Those rays scientifically hit, or metaphysically hits, the third eye, the sixth chakra that starts to vibrate and open. What it's opening, it's what's called our pineal gland. The pineal is 41. That's why it immediately absorbs the rays of light coming directly through our third eye, the forehead. That pineal gland exchanges chemicals. Pineal gland is 41, the 5. Chemicals are 32, the 5. The chemicals we hear all the time is the serotonin and the melatonin. Well, the pineal gland releasing the chemicals exchanges
with another gland called the pituitary gland. Well, guess what? The pituitary gland is 32, the 5. Where these rays are affecting that. The 5 of the rays are affecting the pineal gland, pineal being 5, chemicals being released, chemicals being 5, that affect the pineal gland being 5. Why? Because, again, that exchange of the 5 is the food for thought coming from those rays, or the rays being Christ, if we go back to Jesus Christ. But it's the rays metaphysically that are now affecting the thought, the food that's coming from those rays, giving us the thoughts that we're getting. That exchange from the pineal gland to the pituitary gland through a chemical exchange. Then upon reaching the pineal gland 32, it stimulates the 33rd, because you got your third eye open, vibrating, it hits or vibrates the 33rd vertebrae, which is your spinal column. Well, spinal column comes to 33, family, directly connected to the 33rd vertebrae. Remember, it was Christ that died at 33. So now seeing those 33 vertebrates, and guess what? That 33rd vertebrate is called the atlas, and the atlas holds the brain. Atlas is 17, brain being 14, 17 plus 14, we back to 31. Back to God being right there at the tip of that brain and that atlas. And from that brain that's happening from the transference of chemicals from the pituitary to the pineal gland now goes down the 32 vertebrates. It's called your spinal cord, spinal column, 33. The word spinal cord is 32, family. Wow. And you got 16 on each side, giving you 32 equal vertebrates going down your spine. Or as it's also called, the serpent. Getting biblically, serpent is 32. But don't get it twisted, because that 32, that exchange, is no more than the story of Christ at the bottom that ascended up to the top, and Lucifer at the top being cast down to the bottom. Lucifer is 32, Christ is 32. Along your spinal cord, going, that chemical going back and forth, up and down, family, from your brain to your tailbone. Your tailbone is also called the coccyx. And it's no coincidence that at the edge of the coccyx is 5 fused bones, 5, family, that is connected to the bottom chakra. And what color is the bottom chakra? Red, 14, okay. The 5 again. See? And this is the correlation of Jesus Christ, or the sun rays entering your body and going down. Everybody, you can, other people give it to you scientifically, that is going through your mind, your brain, that holds your hippocampus, and the other technical terms. I'm keeping it simple for the 5, family, to let you know that transference, because that's the change that we're going through. And it basically permeates right there in that 4th chakra, the heart chakra, which is what? 23. It's green, family. So when that blood, that thought, changes coming from the top going down, even when we get down to that tailbone that has five fused bones that's dealing with your red chakra that deals with what? It's called sex. Sex is 14. So it's coming from your brain, which is 14, down to the bottom of base of your spine, to the red chakra being sex. But remembering from your brain, the sex is the spiritual energy exchange now that we have to bring in to the world. Because the man has 23 chromosomes and the female has 23. That's the two fish behind the story of Jesus feeding the multitude. How did he feed the multitude? Well, it was brain food. Brain food is 5-5. Brain 14, food 14. Fish 23, fish 23. The two fish is brain food or food for thought, family. Feeding the multitude. But that's what the two parents coming together are, to bring forth that one child. So now we're seeing that all of this exchange from the brain, the pituitary, and let's not forget, within the pituitary, once it gets activated, it's what's called your melanin. Melanin is 16-7. As we're going into 2023, activate is 34-7. We're being activated when all of this chemical process happens and it hits the melanin, activation. Hits the pituitary gland that carries the melanin, is the activation of this chemical basically being carried in that thought, that Christ thought, from the top of your brain to the bottom, to your bottom chakra. So these are the metaphysical things that are happening in our bodies every day. That's why the sun appears every day. And this process happens over again every 24 hours. But the key is, the more sunlight you get, amplify. And remember, for the last 2.5-3 years, they wanted us to stay inside, keeping us inside as much as possible. So here, again, just to give you another taste of my tea, bringing in the new year. And remember, as above, so below is 23. Every new year is 23. Question being, family, is your New Year's resolution, or is it re-solution? When you separate the R-E, is it a resolution that you make or re-solution that you make? Again, we get caught on the words, their definitions, their description and direction on how we perceive the words we've been taught or we adapted from this occult language. And when we hear resolution, a lot of people get, oh, I ain't got fuck a resolution. What do that? Come on, y'all. I'm giving you your assignment for the new year being 23-5. Your resolution from Brother Eddie is find the resolution. Resolution comes to 41, family, the 5. Find the 5, you'll find the resolutions, family. Think about that. You've never heard this before, that the new year and the resolution that you're supposed to have is to find the freaking 5 to give you the resolutions to the whole trick we've been in. That's why trick is 23-5. Family, joke is 14-5, which is the game, 14. Game, recognized game, family. I keep saying it till we get it, to the day I five called die, damn it. It ain't going to stop. Because whatever they doing with HARP, CERN, or anything else, the natural forces are with us, regardless if we recognize it for those who don't. But that's why natural is 23. It's the natural forces, baby. And once we really release and open up to receive, we will start to hear. Like they said, those who are chosen to hear and see are hearing and seeing. When we hear certain people say they talk to rocks, they talk to the birds talk to them, and we look at them crazy, y'all better step back and listen to those people. I've been saying for years before I moved, I talk to my two pine trees every morning and every night, go out and hug them. My community stopped looking at me like I was crazy after a year or two, but who cares? Like I said, I was getting my information, baby. And they caught on. They started coming to me, asking me questions. That's all it takes. Be the example. Don't worry about how somebody's looking at you. You want them to look at you, because if they don't look at you and see what you're trying to be the example of, they don't have anything to model themselves after. So get up, stand up, and stand up for your rights, which are you. That's your life. Echo it, family. But again, as I've been reiterating, I got five on it. That's my mission, to show us these casting spells of words, this word magic. It's all back to the five. That's why, hopefully, Happy New Year, these word magic, you're going to start to recognize now. All these different words that have five, that has that power of manifestation. Manifest is five. We manifest it because we speak it, family. All these things that are happening, guess what? We keep going back and say we've been talking about it for years. How do you think it manifests? We made it happen. Because once we heard it, whatever we were told, whatever they gave us through the media, the news, we kept hearing it recycle over and over again. Again, what do we say? If you say a lie for so long, you start to believe a lie. The same thing when you hear a lie. When we're taught a lie, you're going to believe it until you know better. You find out better. Well, this is the age of it, of the revealing. And the beauty of it, when you get hear the truth from any individual, you have choice. You have those choices. That's your right. And once a person tries to tell you that this is it and this is the only way, run for us, run. See, because all information should be open information for you to interpret. And then question if you have a lack of understanding. So these are the things, as we said, we're getting back to, like Sister Antoinette, teaching your grandchildren the cleanliness of cooking with the love that's put into it. Mother AZ giving her input on these sisters out here that's not prepared for anything because they dress for who knows what. I'm not going to go into it, but we all know what's happening, that, you know, ain't no way they can do anything without trying to parade their behinds around to get help from a man. But as we're going through this toxic male toxicity and all this other nonsense on society has the male and female competing instead of complementing and having balance, knowing the order of each person's true role naturally. And if one has to stand in or step up
when the other one is weak, then that's what's supposed to happen. See, but we now got it twisted where women are overstepping the boundaries of that woman just by being in order. That's all. If she's not in order, come on. And if the man ain't in order, somebody's got to be in order in the relationship to help the other one balance them out to get in order, not to crush him, he or her, but to assist. Well, we fall short. If I got your back, you got my back. Come on, family. We got to make this work. We can make it work. But again, we keep looking for somebody else. And just like that story of Jesus Christ being told that we can do anything through Christ, we can do anything that Christ can do. We can do it. But we're waiting on what we have the capability to fix ourselves. Always been the holdup. We've been duped, hoodwinked, psyched into believing that the Christ story is of a figure and not the Christ that's within all of us. That essence of thought, that's it. But it's because we gravitate towards these stories in the Bible in particular ways that it was given and don't see it any other way. We can't connect it. That's the problem. For me, when you see the number, you can connect it to what's happening right here, right now. It's right in front of us. Just like I said, never seen the five in New Year's, never seen the five in resolution. I can go on, but I can't keep doing your homework, family. Home is 14, work is 14. It's not done in school, it's at the home. What are we doing right now? The five and the five, food for thought.
Yeah.
That's the homework, family.
Yeah.
See? So we just got to now take the time, exhale, because this is winter. And like the bears do, and remember, bear by number is 13. Ain't that something? Bears hibernate, family. This is the time to hibernate, and it's not just resting the body, it's resting your mind. That's why rest is 23. Respiratory. See, that five is all around us. That's why you're at home, that's five, but I'm getting off track. But family, you know, next year is your test year. Test is 25, which is 7. Next year is 2023 to 7. You're going to truly be tested next year.
Why is that, Brother Eddie?
Why is what?
Why are we going to be tested in 2023? And is this for all people or is it just for us?
All people. All people. Next year, the year is 7. Test the 7.
Yes.
See, once we start connecting the number to all the words that come to that number, see, next year we're going to see it because next year the 7 is Aquarius. If we don't see what we've been talking about being in the age of Aquarius, those who couldn't see, that's why C is 7. I don't give a fuck who you are. Next year is the 7. You going to see it. Whatever you've been hearing, you going to see it. 7 is see. 7 is witness. 7 is recognize. I said gang, recognize gang. Guess what, family? If you didn't recognize the 5 before, damn it, that's why I'm giving you a new year to start off with the 5. You finna recognize the shit. I ain't got shit to do with it. The numbers are telling you, and we got to, that's what I said. Fine is 16, which is 7. Damn it, we won't find nothing. Next year's the 7. You going to find it. You going to see it. It's going to happen. We got to stop seeing these words that represents the number of the year, your name, your birth. It's all there written, hidden right in front of your face in plain sight. Family, that's what I've been trying to reveal. Divine is 7. You've been talking about divine intervention. You going to see it next year or you won't, but it's already been here. I see it and I hear it in the conversations of my people because conversation is 7. I'm supposed to hear the divine in conversations.
if you don't hear it in a conversation, you in the wrong conversation. That's all. Like they say, change channels, damn it, change your conversation. By starting a new conversation or getting with somebody who's got a different conversation. Know who you surround yourself with. We keep surrounding ourselves with idiots, we're going to be an idiot. You surround yourselves with geniuses, you're going to eventually be a genius. Who are you surrounding yourself with? Even if you ain't got, as we see in technology, the physical people, what are you surrounding your mind with on technology, on the computer? What are you surrounding your thoughts with? What do you think about the majority of the day? Is it negative? Because basically everything we get around us, especially the news, is negative. How often during the day do we get bombarded by good story after good story after good story, or is it negative, 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 negative? Come on. We're faced with negative garbage basically all day long. Then negative things in life happen, situations. So it's the negativity that we have to work with to warn off, to turn that negative into a positive so that we can go upward and stop waddling down here on the ground. But yeah, like they say, it's environmental. But it teaches both ways. When you see the wrong and you see the good, well, you know what not to do if it was wrong, and you know what to do if it was good. Doesn't matter if mama did wrong, you now have that scale to balance what was done wrong and what was done right. Now you get to choose, do I do it this way or that way? This is how we learn. This is why we heard as youth, you do what I say, not as I do. But come on, let's be real. A child is going to do what he see you do if you get away with it, and they feel they can get away with it, and they're not in your eyesight. And what do we hear? My child wouldn't do that. Damn it, where did he get it from? What you been doing? Or what have you allowed them to see that you don't know, that they saw, that now they try? We don't see everything our children do, just as we know our children definitely don't see everything we do or we have done. Because a lot of us know we have a lot of baggage that we've left behind as we've matured and we've grown. But that's what the reflections are all about. And we draw from the past, our past, and our ancestors and elders past. See, I'm constantly hearing these stories here, like every place else, dealing with the cold. These senior citizen complexes being here with no heat. This weekend, last Friday, was sub-zero. We didn't get above zero, family, here in Chicago. And the coldest was 45 with the wind chill factors. So can you imagine being in the cold with no heat, no electricity, or let's just say no heat, because that's what the complaint was about. I don't think the electricity here got knocked out. We didn't get snowed on, but the freezing temperature, as we talked about, the 22-year-old sister freezing to death. See,
there's
no way that sister should have not had some type of education prior to that happening. If we're in any region where we get any type of weather, even close to that or whatever, and we haven't talked to our children, that's on us too. See, we be saying, how can we fix it? These are small ways that we stop doing that we're not turning around and giving these little things, because we know they don't teach it in school. They too busy trying to teach LGBTQ sex to preschoolers now.
5 and 6 years old, teaching. I don't even want to get into it. It's disgusting. But again, that lets you know where our society, our government is allowing and pushing this pedophilia because they're a part of it, family. You think about that for those of you who vote and don't take the time out to even go to your children's school to find out for sure, because now they even have it. You got to call and make appointments like you coming to the doctor to come up to the school. You just can't make a surprise visit no more.
You're kidding.
See?
Really?
Come on now. When was the last time you've been to school? When's the last time you talked to your children?
A long time ago. It's been years.
You've seen your children. See, this is how, this is the
disconnect. My children are grown. Tell me, I went with my granddaughter. My oldest granddaughter was in elementary school, but she's in high school now.
But what I'm saying, Sister Antoinette, have you taken the time to either talk to your granddaughter or talk to your daughter and your sons who have children about their attending their child's school at any time without making appointments? Do we go over things like this? Do we even know these things? Because it's a lack of communication. We don't even talk about things that happen in our lives that we can now question our children, who can question their children, who can question their children, depending on how many generations you have in your family. But it stopped, see? It stopped because we stopped it. We didn't continue. We didn't ask and question. This is why we had dinners at the dinner table at 5 or 6 o'clock. And everybody stopped what they was doing, washed up, came and ate. And we discussed. See, those things are long gone now. And we that know them, that lived them, ain't trying to bring them back. See? We sitting here talking about what we can do. Small things like that. Small. The simple things, shit. We ain't trying to do nothing extravagant. The simple things we don't discuss to give to our children and then make an effort to do it so that they can feel what it was that they're missing, that we still are here, that we can share with them and give with them, to teach them that this is the human factor that's missing. That connection. For me, the generation gap is only the gap that's missing from the information we're not delivering. We're letting the schools do everything, babysit, miseducate, every dang thing. And we, see, I mentioned before, it's apparent that parents don't know how to be parents, and I don't want to hear about you got babies raising babies, so what? It ain't changed. We had it back in the day where girls 13, 14, 15 was having babies and they were sent down south with their child for their child to be raised like it was somebody else's child till they got grown. This ain't nothing new, family. Again, we got to stop playing because that's why ain't nothing changed, because we ain't changed it. Keep waiting on the Christ that's in us to change. We got to do it. We won't work it. Work is 14. That's the Christ. Work it, damn it. Work it. What are you working? I'm working 5 like a I got 5 on it. I've been screaming that for over 2 years now. See, because I see it more and more. That's why I say the words keep changing. I keep seeing 5. I'm like, man, it's got to be important. And dang, then I turn around and important is 32. That's a 5. Damn. I'm like, okay. Yeah. Now I know. So, and that's the 5 that they use. It's called divided, we fall. We are so divided. Divided is 32. They lie about America and nobody checks them on the lie when they call it the United States of America. Tell me one damn state that's united to another state. You can't even find me one state that has cities within that state with the same damn law. I'm right across the street, no more than 4 blocks from another community, suburb here in Chicago, and the laws are different from municipality to municipality. So how are we united as far as states with different laws for each state? We got conceal and carry. I take my ass to Indiana or Michigan. I get locked up. Come on now. And we allow the nonsense because, again, we just let it go. We don't even think about it. That's why when I see the five now and states being five, come on. That's why we not fail already. We not, the states ain't united. They're divided. That's why we not fail already, not knowing the real secret. Us giving us one word and knowing that that same number had flipped the script, had turned us upside down, and we didn't even see it because we looked in this way with the word, not knowing it's the number that leads the word to whatever they're actually doing. And it's the illusion of one word not being able to tie it to another word with the same number five, y'all. That we don't recognize. Yeah. Gang recognize gang. Five recognize five. I recognize this now. All this garbage thing that did on us with the five. That's why this. I didn't come up with that quote, gang recognize gang, but never saw the number of five. But that's why it says numbers what? Numbers don't lie. We never even think about why don't they lie? Because don't, the word comes to 14, y'all. That's the five. That's why that five right ain't going to lie to you. Five don't lie. The number five ain't lying to you. Don't lie. Once you see it, once you know what you're looking for, the games people play. Anyway, go ahead. Was you trying to say something, Sister Antoinette?
Yes, I was. Thank you, Brother Eddie. We have 8 minutes left in this live program. Let me know what you want to do.
Well, we can go on call it quits if we ain't got nobody that's really, if they not took notes, because I'm here feeling good. Kwame would love it. I'm sweating, so it's like the sweat lodge, and again, family, sweat is 23, so as family know me, when I sweat, I know I'm on point. So I'm sweating here good, as cold as it is here, but that lets me know, even in this cold weather, when you are in the flow, flow being 14, you start to sweat, baby, sweat being 23. So in the flow, when I sweat, I know I'm on the go. So
okay, well, let me make these announcements.
Okay.
Okay. Forgive me, y'all, for not mentioning it in the beginning, but Bob Marley's grandson died yesterday of an asthma attack.
Mm.
He was 31 years old.
It wasn't Ziggy Marley, was it?
His grandson.
No, it couldn't have been his.
Yeah,
because
he
his
had
son,
two grandsons.
Son,
this is the second
his
one.
Grandson. Okay.
Joe Mercer, Mercy, M-E-R-S-A.
Mm-hmm.
His name was Joseph Marley.
Okay.
Yeah, they found him in his car.
Wow.
Yeah, so he had died from an asthma attack.
Oh, he died from an asthma attack. Okay, because I was about to say, I wonder what we're going to hear about that, but it was a medical cause of death.
I mean, but that's what they said, yes. We have a caller. Just a moment.
Okay.
Area code 786.
Good evening, everybody.
Can you hear me,
family?
Yes, sir.
I'm
doing loud and clear.
Yeah, I just wanted you guys to know that I've been listening. I don't feel like talking today, but I'm listening and you're on point, and I appreciate what you guys are doing, and I will speak with you all later, individually, please.
All right. Appreciate you, Brother Ray. Thanks.
Well, thank you, Brother Ray.
For the continued support and encouragement. And, Brother, you sound tired. Appreciate you calling
you,
in. Get your rest, like you said. You didn't feel like talking, so it's appreciated that you did call.
But get your rest, man. Get your rest, because you don't sound as strong as you normally do. So I know you're dealing with some stuff.
You sound fine, yes. And don't y'all forget Brother Ray on Sunday at 3 p.m. for the drums. We're drumming at 3 p.m. So don't forget, the, you know, the drumming is going on all around the world. So we want to continue to show our support and love for Brother Ray.
Sister Antoinette?
And don't
yes,
forget
ma'am.
The, and please don't forget the People's Grassroots Assembly. You all have to complete that. It must be done. We got to come together and come out of the system. That's one of the ways we can do it. We can't keep talking about what they're doing to us. We got to come away from them and do for ourselves.
That's correct. All right. Thank you, Brother Ray. Appreciate it. And yeah,
thank you, Brother Ray.
We got to give a mention to the People's Grassroots Assembly. So, yeah, I got to keep that locked in my mind now. So thanks for that, Brother Ray.
Sister Antoinette?
Yes, ma'am.
I would like to say to Brother Ray, you confirmed something, and I'll call you later, not tonight, when you're feeling better, because Brother Ray, I need somebody. I'm planning a program, and I need somebody to send me a picture of you around drums, and just a picture, because I started this project a couple of years ago because of your drumming all over the world, and I'm going to reach out to Dr. V so we can have a special show, because something is getting ready to unfold here in Sierra Vista. And the last thing that I'm you're always in my prayers, Brother Ray. You're special. You're just a fair-skinned version of my dad from the reservation in Oklahoma. And it's a lot going on. But Brother Harris, the number, and I love you, Brother Ray, the number that I was calling, it's a special number, is 12 29.
Don't do your number.
Eight.
Don't do the number.
No.
She's
no,
giving me a
what?
List of numbers. She's not giving a telephone number. She's giving a list of numbers.
Okay.
Well, it's 12 month, 29th day, and it's 1890. What does that come up to, Brother Harris?
Well, you know, that date, 1229, is tomorrow's date. And
that's
1229,
right,
that's a five right there, the 1229.
That's right.
And that 1890 is just another nine. So, again, when you add 5 plus 9, is a 14. It's a 5. So everything you just gave me is back on the 5, my sister. I got 5 on it.
That's right. Well, in 1995, my dad crossed over while I was park hostessing at Pettigrew State Park, which is next door to Somerset Place, which is a plantation in North Carolina in Terrell County. For months, I park hostessed there at Pettigrew State Park. Well, when my dad made his transition, he came to me in spirit, and he says, Roberta, don't be tripping, because you're not going to be coming to my homegoing celebration. He said we purposely positioned you here at this campground so that you couldn't get back, because this is going to be a part of your new awakening. What my dad was talking about in 95 were the numbers. And he said, Roberta, You pay attention to the butterflies, the doves, the license plate tags, the numbers, and the letters. My dad told me this in a dream and in spirit. I couldn't believe it. This was in 1995. Well, the date that I gave you, family, brother, is tomorrow.
Right.
Tomorrow is to the it was the massacre at Wounded Knee, and Bigfoot and his band. Bigfoot was frozen in the snow, and it scared me when I looked. I have it, and I'm going to put it on my vision board. Bigfoot frozen in the snow when the cavalry came in and massacred 300 women and children on the Pine Ridge Reservation in South Dakota. I have all of that on film, not the massacre, but my journeys there. Well, when I looked at that picture of Bigfoot, I swear to God, I was looking at my mother. I'm looking at that, my mother now. My mother died of cirrhosis of the liver. And when she made her transition the last days, I saw Bigfoot. I saw my mom there on the Pine Ridge Reservation, frozen in the snow where the cavalry had came in. And that is what tomorrow represents, and it's a five. And when I started reading Bury My Heart, It Wounded Me, and I got a working copy, I started noticing even in the Bible, the pages that the scripture is written on. And my dad told me to pay attention. I couldn't believe it when that date, in 95, I read that book, Bury My Heart, It Wounded Me. It was a five. I have it in my working copy. And that is what family tomorrow represents, where the goddamn cavalry came in and massacred 300 women and children on the Pine Ridge Reservation and many other places, I'm sure. And we must know that this planet has to go back to the native ways. You get the Hopi prophecies. Brother Kwame he knows the deal. I'm not going to step up to the podium to voice the information that Brother Kwame is well qualified to voice. You see, but that is what tomorrow represents, and we need healing. And we need to know about the Hopi prophecies and many other prophecies concerning the indigenous people here in Montana, Arizona, South Dakota, and so on and so on and so on. It's about to get real, people. And we've gotten so distorted that even the indigenous people don't want to go back to the ways. I've been thrown off of different reservations because I was not a goddamn Christian, and I wanted to find a sweat lodge. And in certain places, they've gotten so to the left side, meaning the Indian people, they're staunch, rolling with Christianity, and they too now believe that sweat lodges, not all, but quite a few, are the doggone devil's work. It's evil. I was shocked to find that out, and I have some of that on film as well. Thank us. Look up Wounded Knee.
That date, 1229, was that 1890, you said?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. And when
Brother Kwame,
the class is over,
hold?
I'm going to call you later on this evening and give you an affirmation on what you just said that's going to hit home with you. So we'll talk off air later on because it's right on point.
Oh, thank us.
Thank
and
God.
Sister Antoinette, please, to my number, send me this podcast and Judge Joe Brown's podcast, because I never did. I didn't ever get it. I apologize. I didn't get it.
I don't have Judge Joe Brown. I don't have Judge Joe Brown's podcast.
Right. Let me give this to the family, because I know a lot of us love Judge Joe Brown. I'm not taking nothing from the brother. He's an elder, and he's got great wisdom, but he's already told us, and we don't really pay attention. He's part of the five, which means he's part of the other five because he's not giving the information I give, and he knows everything I'm saying. He's part of, and he tells you that he's a Freemason family. That's another key. When you hear somebody tell you they're Freemason, be leery.
Mm-hmm.
Don't take what they're telling you at face value because they're into the secret fraternity. They can't tell mm-hmm. you certain things. They're here to give you and manipulate you because they're in the public's eye. But he's already told you what he's a part of. So anything that you believe, that's on you. Because at the end of the day, mm-hmm. he lets you know whose side he's on. Freemason, it ain't us. It ain't us, family. So don't get it twisted. When he talking about he going to change the system and you already working as a judge for the system, but now you want to get elected, come on, fam. I ain't seen a person yet in my lifetime that ever went in there that was already part of the system and ain't a part of the system. If we didn't put them there, they ain't do us a bit of good. So don't get spellbound because of a name of a person who's in the limelight, so-called. Because, again, when they tell you directly who they are, when they say something that sounds good, don't get it twisted. It's a misdirection again. So all of you hollering about Joe Brown this and Joe, you better be leery, family, because he not told you. Judges is 32, and guess what? He's a Freemason that's a judge. Freemason is 32. It's 5, and he's in court. Court is 23. We better start saying the real criminal. Criminal is 23. See.
That's deep. Well, you know his Earth Day is on the 5th, and mine's the 1st of July.
Okay.
That's interesting. Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank us.
Thank us.
Mm. Thank you. Okay, y'all, don't forget drive-ons on Sunday at 10 a.m. for the Helios Filios. As far as I know, he'll be on Sunday. So with that, Brother Eddie, you want to give your contact information?
Yes, family, I can be reached at eharris12764@gmail.com. And family, happy five, y'all. Or as they say, happy new year. That's the five.
Yes, happy new year, y'all.
That's your resolution, 41, the five. Define the five to help break these spells, family, because the spells are behind the numbers of the word. And if we learn those words with the magic number, woo, we can cast the spells and break the spells. That's why the spells are no more than what they call the rules. Same number, spells and rules. And what? Rules are meant to be broken. We got the power to break the spells, baby. So with that, family, peace and love to the next episode. See y'all on the 5, which is a Wednesday hump day.
Yes, have a good one, y'all. Good night.
Every day. Quiet, it's your time to come in soft now. Come on.
Jesus.
Oh, how I love to call you
your name.
play it. Trouble surrounds me, and I didn't have to despair.